This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, Tyler Walsh in the studio. What's up, Mr. Walsh? How you doing, bro?
Hello, hello.
Bro, how you doing, bro? somebody, Nick, before the break said, your car has a black bumper now and it's red.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Yeah.
Did I not tell you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I hit a semi on the interstate.
Whoa.
Hey, you pulled a Nick.
The Nick Allen School of Driving.
We're brothers.
Now, he doesn't know yet, but I definitely went into the back of a semi.
Okay, what interstate?
Who doesn't know? The semi?
The semi.
Oh.
I just skirted off his back rack.
How fast were you going?
10. It was in that snowstorm. I don't know. A few weeks ago.
So you didn't do dick to the guy's car, that bumper. No, okay.
But.
Did you slide into him or?
Yeah, I slid into him and then I bounced off his rack and steered it into the guard rail on the in the median.
Were you getting meat sticks? Where were you at the time?
No, I was I was an hour away on 80.
Okay. Oh, so.
Or you weren't on the interstate.
Oh, you're going that slow because it was that much snow.
Yeah. Well, both. It went from everybody was cruising, then both lanes slowed up fast.
Right.
And then I went, and then I hit the guardrail, and it hit right in the headlight. If it hit anywhere else, I would have totaled it. And then it ripped the front off the car. So all that plastic, it was all flopped over.
Could you drive it from there out? Or did you get towed at that point?
Oh, I shouldn't have drove it. I did.
Would
I drove
it.
Been
better if you totaled it, or you probably don't have comprehensive coverage on that thing.
No, $300 and that baby's back going.
All right.
Just a few cosmetics, and now it's got a black and it's black and red, so it's really pretty styling.
Did it?
We'll fit in Chicago.
Now are you going to take that to Chicago with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it.
I think Chicago's the perfect place for that car to live out its last 50,000 miles.
I'm going to try to steer you in another direction because I have a story here.
We're just away from the semi next time.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
But I think you could have a side hustle and continue with your comedy.
Okay.
Where are the two cities, Todd?
And earn, I'm going to go with maybe Seattle or Portland.
What's their comedy scene like? Yeah. Probably not as good as Chicago. Yeah. So what's his second job?
I still think I'm a coastal guy.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
He doesn't coast.
It's wet.
Well, what you can do is...
He needs to stay close to places he's actually performing.
No, if you want to go entertain the hayseeds, you just have to go over the Cascade Mountains, and they're thick with them. Eastern Washington and Eastern Oregon is full of yokels and hayseeds.
Thick necks.
Yeah. So one Pacific Northwest man has earned... $159,310
a year
for spending the summer fishing from his boat and turning his catch into Washington and Oregon. A bounty program paid for what they call the pike minnow. And these pike minnow are an invasive species, so they want them out of there. He is called the Michael Jordan of pike minnow fishing. His name is Eric.
It's just a net?
No, he's fishing with a rod and reel. And he caught
a minnow.
15...
A minnow? It's minnow is what I'm thinking of.
No, the pike minnow is the fish. It looks like a pike.
It's
a full-size fish.
I heard the word minnow. Okay, got it.
This guy caught 15,000 of them in 2025. Top 20 earners averaged 4,131 fish, and that earned you about $41,000.
Oh,
look at his eyes, man.
Yeah.
I'm kind of lit up by that.
So what they do... is they get in, they eat up the juvenile salmon that are heading into the Bonneville Dam. Salmon, steelhead, they eat millions of them in the Columbia and the Snake River every year. So they want these things gone.
All right.
Getting all into, people think Chicago is just about comedy, but I want to be a Lake Michigan rat.
of course you do, man. Yeah.
And I just watched a thing about how the salmon are there to take care of the alewives.
Yeah.
Because then the alewives were there to take care of the lamprey. And now I'm telling you, I'm going to be.
Help me out. Don't
go
away. Nick's digging this.
Come on, Doc.
You're digging
it
because
I'm looking at
it.
I went fishing with a guy in Chicago, and I'm like,
I'm
supposed
to be
here.
You're talking about the circle of life here, Tyler. Yes. Pay attention.
I'm supposed to be. And salmon, revitalized the Great Lakes for everybody.
Gee, I knew that.
It's a whole chain.
You can't get paid for that there.
I'm going to sell snow cones on the boardwalk and never see you guys ever
by the Navy,
again.
By the Navy Pier right there?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Are you When are you making a big move? When are you actually pulling out?
Literally, like the minute I get a room lined up.
Got it.
And I'm working on it every day.
Okay.
I have a couple leads, but I'm just, yeah. I'm tired of couch surfing, man.
I know you are. You had your own place for a long time, man.
I spent my 20s thinking I was wild and free, and I'm like, oh, my emotional well-being's better when I'm just out in the wind. And I found out I was not emotionally well when I thought that.
Let me give Tyler a little fish.
Well, you're also not in your 20s anymore, man.
No, I'm like, man, I need a home. Yeah, I need to be by myself. Yeah. I need to not be sleeping at the foot of 30-year-old men.
Well, that's kind of weird. K-Wad.
Well, that's I've been on an air mattress, but I've been like.
Are you in the same room as this dude?
That was in Chicago.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Well, a friend, Colt Rykowski, I stayed with him in a studio.
Okay.
And I was on a twin air mattress
by his feet.
Yeah, and I was for 3 days, and after a few days, I was like, man, I could have slept in the Yaris.
Did he have socks on at least, or just smell his feet down there?
No, he had socks on. Very cleanly guy. Okay, if you're going to stay in a small apartment, that dude's a good apartment to stay in.
Yeah. Keep that in mind.
So he keeps it tidy?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you afford your own little flop house, like a studio? I'm sure.
I can. I've been looking at them, but where I can't afford, it's very, you got to actually see that it's right on the border of being good or bad.
Got it. It's like that edge. You have to find the right place then.
Yeah, $1,000 is just the tip there of like,
because you like live under a platform.
I can get a place, but it could be in, and it could be okay.
But did you say a lot of those you have to pay to apply?
Yeah, you got to pay $50, $75 to apply, and then.
And then they tell you no board meeting for a flop for just
keep your money?
Well, most of them they keep it.
Could you stay under a platform on the elevated train? You're pretty well protected there. Throw a mattress down.
Well, where'd you live when you lived there last time? You had your roommate, though, right?
Yeah.
You were younger, right?
That was a little garden apartment. Yeah, and that was a bad situation. Yeah, okay. It was bad because we got sight unseen. It had a radiator pipe running right down the middle of the whole apartment. It was a garden apartment.
Oh, really?
You're
tall, man.
Yeah, we could not walk standing straight up in our apartment. We had to bend for this pipe.
Whoa.
And then he had to walk through my bedroom to go to the bathroom. So he was filling piss jugs. It was a bad. His pit
was he as tall as you, or was he was he only 6 foot? Was he as tall as you?
No, he was as tall as me.
Oh, so you had two guys had to bend for the pipe. I got it.
Yes. Oh,
what are we talking about?
And they couldn't stand up.
Yeah, like I've.
And that's the place you. Well, you were young, but you got ripped off money for applying for what?
Work for CTA, Chicago Transportation Authority.
So when
they
go
don't
up there,
they don't just hire on their trains. Turns out.
when you go up
now
there,
you know that.
You've learned that. Right.
Yep.
When you go up there, are you going to try to do completely full-time comedy again?
No, I mean, for the next 2 months, I'm making enough money on comedy.
Got it.
So that's why I'm going to rent a room. Summer is when I need to work.
Got it.
Like part-time. So my plan is to go rent a room for a couple months because you kind of need an address to get a job.
Right, yeah.
Right now, I can't get a job until I got to have a couple months to convince them I'm a good worker before I start being like, hey, I got to take off every couple days.
Oh, to do comedy, right. Okay.
Yeah. Right. I got to go talk about donkeys in Wisconsin.
What kind of job would that be, man?
Whatever. Yeah.
You need something that's not comedy in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay. How about catching pike minnows out of the Columbia River?
A guy told me.
Yeah. In the Snake River.
You can get day jobs on Lake Michigan, like being a fishing captain's assistant, like just trolling with people,
man.
Stuff like
that. Perfect. That's totally you, man.
You're the first mate.
I want to be. I'm telling you, I'm gonna be the lakiest Laker you've ever seen.
Good for you, man.
I emailed a yacht club. The other
night. At least you found a big lake.
Do you get seasick?
That feels like an ocean, too, by the way.
I think Tyler was wondering how salmon got into the Great Lakes. And,
exactly what I was saying.
I can tell you. And you were right about the, in the 60s, the alewives, the little silvery fish. overpopulated the lakes and they were harming the ecosystem. And then let's see what year was it? I don't have a year.
I got a good documentary to give you that I watched the other day.
All three okay. Could eat the two of them.
Right? So the salmon jump.
The Michigan DNR began stocking Pacific salmon, Chinook and Coho, to prey on the alewives.
Well, he's already going to Chicago. Can he catch the stupid minnows in Lake Michigan?
I believe so.
I think it would be bad if I did, right?
Yeah. I think Lake Michigan is right next to Michigan, so that's where they dumped all the salmon.
Do all the Great Lakes have salmon?
I think so.
Oh, God, Nick.
That is good. It is kind of interesting.
Yeah. No, it's that
you're,
was
you're
not.
Eating, what, crappie or crappy? What's the fish called? Like, you've eaten some, like, bad, like, just, like, stinky
carp.
Lake fish.
I mean, I've eaten carp. Yeah.
Carp, yeah.
Crappie are actually good eating. They're just so small.
It's not a good name for
carp. Carp's okay before you quit alcohol.
We're not quitting.
The problem
here
with the crappie is they're so small that it takes a lot to clean. You have to clean a lot of them to get a meal out of it.
I'm always amazed by the people at the Chinese buffet that'll get the whole fish. It's fried with its head on and everything. Yeah. They just dunk the whole thing.
That's how I used to get catfish. I love a whole catfish.
Oh, that's
when I was a little kid, that was my special.
You don't eat the head, though, did you?
There was a tilapia.
I mean, I picked at it.
I've had the full fish served to me.
So have I, but I don't eat the head.
Head and all. No, I think you generally don't eat the head.
I don't want anything with eyes.
There's
set down
Crispies
in front of
on it, though.
More than once, I've seen Andrew Zimmern talk about how on many fish, the best meat is the cheek. The cheek meat.
I'll stick to something else.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that about walleye and halibut. It's crap.
That just sounds like an old man that lived here. That sounds like my dad. That's the best part.
That's definitely something I
Yes, the best part. Yeah, in 1938 it was.
All of the walleye is good, and all of the halibut is good, including the cheeks.
Did you catch salmon when you were up there?
No. Just fish for them. I just fish for like an hour.
Oh, am I lucky?
I'm going to come across the table.
You have been doing sets on your little workout machine.
I had a weird conversation where I got Midwest guilted by a Planned Parenthood lady on the road.
What happened?
I was walking in Chicago, and there were these two. They were like handing stuff out. And I don't have to talk to people, I realize, but I'm still bad about that even there.
Yeah.
And she goes, she complimented my coat to like try to get me in a conversation. And that's not a nice coat.
Yeah.
She's like, you look so good in that coat.
Oh, really?
And then I go, oh, thanks. And she goes, are you a nice guy?
Oh.
And then tried to stop. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. I got to get going.
Right.
And then I kept walking, and I got like 30 feet past her, and I turned back. And I go, but I am a nice guy.
Oh, you had to say that.
And I was like, God, why did I do that?
That's the Iowa boy in you.
She's probably like, that guy sucks.
He had you to want to know you're a nice guy, right.
I'm like, but why do you say that to stop me?
Katie checking in. She said she saw you at Aldi the other day. His jaw was popping.
Oh, thank
good you. Good looking fella, she says.
How much pudding did I have in my arms?
Okay, Katie, you're listening live. How much pudding?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah. Well, we know you weren't in the mayo aisle or Katie wouldn't have seen you.
Yeah, you're right. How much pudding do you have in his arms, Katie, at the Aldi? Or is it Aldi? Sorry.
Aldi.
Aldi, right, yeah.
Okay. They only have vanilla and chocolate there for flavors. They're a little thin at Aldi.
No tapioca?
No butterscotch?
No.
I love tapioca.
You got to go to Baker's for the array of flavors.
All right, when we come back, we'll answer Tyler's question on how the ocean salmon.
How do you stay thin eating pudding?
Survive in the.
Zero sugar.
It's not my question.
In the fresh water.
How do you stay thin eating pudding, man?
Putting it in Greek yogurt.
Oh, there you go. I'll mix it up.
Okay, prioritizing protein.
That doesn't take out the calories of pudding.
No, zero calorie pudding. Zero sugar pudding is very low calorie.
That's excellent. I'll try that.
I did overdo it last time.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.